Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the C-List Villains Podcast, your cultivators of the comic culture. I am your host, E-Man, for this evening, along with my good buddy, Red. Red, what's up, baby?
Hey, I was looking up this term, or this acronym, PMV. And I was like, what does that mean?
PMV?
Yeah, PMV. Like, dude, it was worth something. It's something about videos, right? So I was like, okay, I'll look it up. It means porn music video. Like, okay, why is the hub filled up with this stuff? Like, who wants to jack off to a soundtrack?
And introducing our guest for tonight. What the fuck, Red? I'm stupid enough to really like listen to you too. I'm like, what is this? Please tell me. Well, I want to know what this is too. Maybe the kids are talking about it. No, you. God damn it, man. Why do you do this?
It got your attention.
God, what is wrong with you, man? Come on. We just started the show. You couldn't wait to blow your load until like later on?
I got plenty of load.
I like how you look up into the sky like, I got. No, you don't. One shot and that's it. You're done for the night. That's what happens.
You try me.
No, actually, I don't want to know. Oh, man. So let's go ahead and bring in our guest. And everyone here knows this guy from the many posts that a lot of us throw out on Instagram. You might know his cover of 8 Billion Genies, number 7, the Izzy Comics exclusive variant by our guest tonight.
That's dope.
Let's go. Introducing the man from the East Coast, the man with the style, the man with the most magnificent hat tonight. Welcome to the show, our boy Brand Flakes. What's
Thank
up, baby? Guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's an authentic helmet. It's an authentic. Now, hold. Before I even start, back up, Red.
Yeah.
PMV.
PMV.
Porn music video. You came out with guns blazing. I like you guys a lot already. It's going to be a good show.
Well, all right, this is the show, man. Because this is the shit that happens all night. Red,
I am ready. I don't think I'll be able to wear this hat or this helmet.
It reminds you of a Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, too. That's exactly what I was thinking. Is that an actual, like, did you get that from, like, an army surplus?
One of my oldest son actually just showed up with it. And I didn't ask any questions. I was just like, okay, put it in with the other stuff. And then I just happened to stumble upon it. And he just shows up with stuff. I'm like, where did you get it? I got it from a friend. Like,
hey, okay, cool.
I love it. How old's your son?
He's 14. Yeah, he's about to be the dreaded 15. And he's got a twin sister. And yeah, they're becoming angsty.
Fuck, dude. I have a 13-year-old, 13 and a half, and there's already, oh god damn it, there's some things already.
Like, before that, it was kind of like this Fortnite video game wave. And there was some rage there that had me going there for a little while. I mean, a little worried. That was nothing. Now it's this weird, angsty, like, I don't really know how to read them. I don't trust them anymore.
We can't figure it out.
Happy not a Father's Day.
For real. Yeah, dude. Like, it's funny because, like, I see the kids, like, rage out on Fortnite, right? I see all the videos, and they're raging. Oh, fuck, busted their... I'm like... Y'all ain't shit. Like, I've been doing this since Call of Duty. Calm down. I've been doing this since, you know, GoldenEye. You know, piss off. I've been doing it since Contra. Kiss my ass. You guys know shit.
There you go. Contra. That's what I'm talking about. I stuck with stuff like that. Like, everything nowadays, you have to be integrated into the system, and you have to. I'm not one of those guys that's like down with the system, but I don't want to be going on some epic adventure and like enjoying the scenery and looking for stuff, and then some guy that's been playing for, like, he's got his own YouTube channel, and he comes over and he chops me in half before I even know what happens. No, I just want to be by myself.
Yeah,
that's how I roll with games.
And you know what? They're still out there. Like my stepson just got a PlayStation VR, and with it came Skyrim. So Skyrim in VR, dude, you're by yourself. You're out there just roaming the world in VR. It's almost perfect for you, dude. It's almost perfect because you can be integrated in the sad box. Fuck, what? Why? Why, Red? Why?
What the fuck is that?
God damn it, dude. Every time like we ramble or whenever shit isn't appropriate, that alarm comes up. Look, we have a guest now. We're trying not to scare him, okay? You're scaring the straights.
No, I'm all in now.
Well, there was some other stuff on the other channel though that he hosts that he has the other videos on. Forgot to load it on this channel.
Yeah, and I did that on purpose because I didn't want you fucking playing around with all of that. Well, real fast, we have a couple of people in the chat who want to say what's up. Brand motherfucking Flakes, James Rozier, our boy, is in the house. So much style, dude, he's saying. My girl, K-pop junkie. Red, is that like FMV from MySpace days, but with porn instead of anime? She's asking about.
Yes.
Gonna sit by the charger for this show. Yup. What's up? Everyone say what's up. Look, like James, like, hold my beer. My daughter's 19. Like, he's already gone through that angsty stuff there. LMAO, E-Man, you do that in Apex. I do rage in Apex. Katie is absolutely right. I rage in Apex. That's like my game.
We've all raged, but at different levels. And I think now I've come to terms with it. And I'm just like, by the time I get to a video game, I'm kind of too tired anyways, except for The Forest. Boy, I got hooked on that. Ooh. I don't know if you guys heard of The Forest.
No.
So The Forest is a survival game. It's pretty, I don't know, like it's like in a beta version when it first came out, and you just dropped off and you're just on this island. And you're trying to figure things out, and there's cannibals and mutants and insanity. You find these underground caves, and I'm not going to say anything else, but these underground caves are just riddled with glorious, like conspiracy nonsense.
Hell yeah! So are you a gamer then?
Am I a gamer? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. So other than Forest, what are you playing? What's in the library right now?
Replaying Breath of the Wild, so that I can jump into Tears of the Kingdom.
Nice.
So Nintendo. That's in my living room. Then I've got the PlayStation. What am I playing on PlayStation right now? The new Star Wars game with the ginger.
Is it Star Wars Survival? I think it's a.
Is that what is it? Survivor or
Survivor? I think that's what it is.
It's a sequel, and I wasn't familiar with the first one, but I was like, I thought that it was open world, so I've been kind of into open world lately. It wasn't not open world. It's a lot. It's very like you're kind of on a one way track.
It's a linear pushing
along.
Yeah, I don't like that. Pretty linear.
No.
Are you like on Xbox or PC gaming?
Yeah, I'm on all of it. I play everything in private. I don't. I can't do that. People Jedi yelling at me on headphones. I love ginger. That's how you knew what I was talking about, right?
I did. I was like, holy shit. Yeah, he is a ginger.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's a badass. He's a badass. I can't think of his name right off the top of my head, but I had fun. I slayed some stormtroopers. Nice. But then I was like, this isn't very open world. I like just searching for stuff. I drive my son, who has severe ADHD, I drive him nuts because I'm always that guy that goes back to the beginning to just check behind the garbage can.
Right. Never know.
And I check everywhere, and he's like, God, this is taking forever. And I'm like, chill, man.
This is my game. This is how I play. Exactly.
If you like Survivor, now I'm playing Sons of the Forest. It's the sequel. But The Forest, it's on Steam. Oh, it's amazing. And it's like first person view, but you can build cabins and you have to survive and winter comes. You got to basically figure out what you have to do. Do you guys ever play Myst?
I played it a long time ago, but it wasn't like the kind of game that I would regularly play. Right?
See, that I was that specific type of nerd. Myst was right up my alley. And then you mentioned VR. I wanted to throw that in there. I got Myst for VR. And I beat it as a kid. Uh-huh. And then being engulfed in this, like, it was like tripping.
Yeah.
On VR, I didn't know what VR really was capable of.
Right.
And I put this headset on. I got the Oculus for the kids. And I ended up being like, all right, I'm going to try this out. And I was amazed. And then this is when I worked at the comic book shop. And then everybody at the comic book shop got one. And we're all playing. Anyways, I'm getting off track. Of course.
No, please.
Are you playing sober or are you playing intoxicated?
Huh?
Are you playing the VR sober or intoxicated?
Oh, I don't. I can't condone any use of any illicit drugs or anything. But I don't drink. But there may have possibly been some mind altering, mind alterations. Hold on, may have happened.
It's not illicit if it's for medicinal purposes.
Exactly.
In California and in Colorado, recreational use of certain substances is legal.
In Maine, I'm in pain.
Yeah.
Well, I was, but
until.
No, for real, and it is great that they do make it so accessible now to get. I was like pushed back. I couldn't believe it. I was like, "You mean I can have an interview with somebody and tell them what's bothering me, and they'll give me this card, and they're like, yeah, $45. And I was like, okay.
And shit, we don't even have that anymore. Like, there's no use for cards over here in California.
Yeah, like, you can get it at the store, and that is free. But it's like, it's that other stuff, Delta something, and it's weird, and it doesn't smell like the good stuff.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But anyways, I got that all lined up, and then I'm like, so I can have it delivered, because I'm a hermit. I barely ever go anywhere. I go to the art store, I go to the corner store, but other than that, I'm always like working. I'm always painting. I'm always doing stuff like that. But I went down to the store and I was like, what is that? Delta. And they're like, yeah, sweet.
Like, really? I like how you can just get it at the store. And, DJ Links is in the house real fast. DJ is up in here. What up? What up?
Hello, DJ Links.
Herbs is in the house saying what's up. Everyone's saying hello, hello.
But so, yeah, I was amazed that I could have it delivered, and like it's been a game changer. Because I've been lifting weights like hardcore. Like, I could have been in like shows and stuff back in the day, but I kind of just do all around maintenance now. I'm getting older. I'm almost 40, and I'm not really looking to, you know, six pack and stuff like that. I don't care about that crap. I like food. So,
I gotta get back to the gym. I for sure gotta get back to the gym. I know I'm not gonna lose the weight, but I definitely need to at least, you know, be healthier. Well,
I had injured my knee like really bad, so anytime that I traveled, and I was doing such heavy loads, I was lifting heavy, and just like whenever I traveled, if I'm in a seated position, feels like there's just my knee's gonna explode, and the doctor's just like, oh yeah, you just your quads are overreacting and blah blah blah, and there's nothing I can really do, and they just never fix it. They were like, you're a liar, goodbye. I was like, you sure I don't need to get some, you know, get this looked at more? And then I guess I'm just fucking getting old.
we're getting, look, I just do less reps now.
I'm strong, but I can't you know, I can't go as far as I could.
There's nothing wrong with lighter weight and more reps. It's, you know, that's all right. You know, burnouts.
I'm just putting all the weight on it and I burn out. I'm like a couple times. Ugh.
That's it. That's DJ where I'm at right now. DJ Lynx wants to show off that he's a proud owner of 3 Brand Flake Originals.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I always appreciate
you and I. You and I were working on one, so I'm going to be catching up to DJ because Brand Flakes actually has something he's working up for me that I was like, you know what, I'm not the kind of person that would normally buy original art. Typically, it's really pricey, but when I saw your stuff, I was like, I need yours, and I need this idea, and I need your style. And after talking to Brand Flakes, you guys, I have something. He's got something cooking up that I'm really looking forward to, and I can't wait to show everyone.
Yeah, I appreciate you just considering me. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Just letting you know, it's DJ. It was DJ honestly who had a big influence on that decision making. I didn't talk to him about it, but it was his when he showed off what he had of yours. I was like, I need this. What really caught my eye was when you posted the Optimus Prime. I think it was either the bust. No, you did like an Optimus Prime like painting. I forgot which one it was, but it was so sick. I actually wanted that one in particular until I found out that you were commissioning it for someone. But your art is just absolutely fantastic.
That was actually a print, I think. If it's the same one we're thinking of, it's kind of like it's an odd. He's kind of cropped out, but he's in there. It's a good composition, but. He's kind of cropped out and there's graffiti everywhere, obviously, but
here. One thing I want to ask. Let's kind of get into let's get into like some of the real questions now.
Is he drawing you in the nude and then with graffiti all around it? Is that what's going on?
You want to know, don't you? You want to know. You want to know now. You want to know.
He's gonna draw you like one of his French girls.
So I'm gonna leave that for an unboxing one of these days, okay, Red? And I'll let you know. So a couple of things I do want to ask though, real fast. Brand Flakes, where did that name come from? I need to know the history and the origin of Brand Flakes.
Yeah, you can just call me Brandon, but Brand Flakes was a something that my wife had just started saying, and. She didn't even say it too many times, but then I was like, you know what? This was right around. Well, no, actually, this was a couple of years later. It bubbled back up. She had mentioned it, and I was trying to come up with just something catchy that I knew would catch on quick to start the whole art, pushing the whole art thing out into social media and whatnot. And I was like, I'm going to use Brand Flakes, and everybody kind of looked at me weird, and I was like, trust me. I was like, trust me, and they're like. Brand Flakes, and then you're like a big tough guy, and I'm like, no, I'm not, and like it's Brand Flakes, and that was it. And then there was no turning back after that. And I've even tried variations, and I will be trying variations. I can get into that later, but yeah, it was just she just blurted it out one time, and it stuck in my mind. And then the second time she said it, I was like, that's it, and I put that on everything, and now. Whenever anybody listens to anything that's related to this, they'll see Brand Flakes in the store and think, you see my ugly mug.
And that's what I was telling you earlier. Like I went shopping yesterday with my girlfriend. We went grocery shopping, and I saw Brand Flakes up there. Like we were looking for cereal for the kids, and I actually saw Brand Flakes, and I was like, we're interviewing that guy tomorrow.
I actually have I have created a mock-up cereal box. And I haven't posted it yet. I have so much that I haven't posted. Like there's so much behind the scenes.
This is so sick. I'm looking at your Max. Like,
yeah, that one's right behind me. The original.
Is it really?
Yeah, the original doesn't have the is. I just drew them on, and then I just loved the way that was the way it was, and I just was like, I want to keep that and put it in my studio, and so I did, and then. I put the is in digitally.
This looks fantastic. Now, I did read somewhere that you had a very big influence on like some of the 90s image art. Could you tell me a little bit about that? Like what influenced you, you know, that image did, right? You know what? Yeah.
So of course it started with, like, as a kid, it's like, where do I start for comic books? And of course, get a recommendation, and it's Spider-Man, and it's Batman, and it's all that stuff. And then Image was just becoming, just blowing up, and Spawn, and just anything they were coming out with was brilliant. These guys were killing it, and it was raw, and it was like nothing you'd seen before. These guys were anti-heroes, and I just loved everything about it. Pit, the Max, Darker Image. That's like, if anybody were to ask me what my favorite thing in my collection is, and it's not even worth very much, but it's the, you remember the Darker Image?
Yeah.
They came out with three variants of it. One was like a gold variant. That's my favorite thing. I have them all signed by the whole crew.
What? Oh, dude, seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. I have it stashed away.
That is actually, that was actually going to be one of the questions I was going to ask you is, you know, what is like your most, you know, what's your favorite item in your collection? And it's that right there.
Yeah,
like how did you get the autographs? How did you get them signed?
I had my boss when I worked at a comic book shop would go out to conventions and get the signatures while I managed the shop. And I would give him my stuff, and the signatures, a lot of them that I got on eBay through people that I've been dealing with for years, and I knew they were trustworthy, and they had a bunch of them. They already had a bunch of the signatures. So the ones that I was missing, I was just like, hey, when you go to whatever con they were going to at the time, so-and-so is going to be there. I need this one. I need it for this one. And then we got them all. It was cool. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Damn.
So that's my Max Max number one and the glow in the dark variant signed CGC 9.8. Those are my favorite.
You have some solid like collection. Yeah,
getting a signature from Sam Keith is hard because he's also like a recruit.
Yeah. Yes, he's that, and yeah, I know how that is, and I have like five signatures. I have the Batman black and white statues that they did. They did a Sam Keith one. I have one signed by him, and then I have a bunch of covers. And Sam Keith was one of my biggest influences. Sam Keith, all these guys that were killing it in Image. Let's see. You had Jim Lee's stuff was nuts for... What was his name?
And with Deathblow.
Deathblow. That was the one. That was like nothing I'd ever seen. That was so dark. And that little comic that was in the back of it was insane as well.
Cybernary.
Cybernary. Yep. Yeah. And that stuff right there. Those Underdog comic books were probably my favorite. The Max, I watch the animated series at least once a year. Those are all huge influences. Simon Bisley, he was another one for artists.
Yeah, he's done those turtle books. I forgot what it's called. But he's actually gonna show up at Rose City Comic Con. Simon Bisley.
Oh yeah. He was one of my, growing up, his stuff always blew my mind. It was just, that's why Lobo is one of my favorite characters. Just what he did with it was nuts. Is that the one you're talking about right there?
This is the one that I was talking about. I saw this one right here, and I was like, oh,
shit.
That specific
one is a print that I painted. I spray painted over it. That's in my kitchen.
That one in particular in the kitchen?
That very one is in my kitchen.
But then you have the print down here at the bottom, yeah?
That's the small version of the print. I have, those are both prints.
So this is the piece that actually caught my eye. This is the one where I was like, holy son of a bitch.
That's a canvas print of the original piece was done on a heavier, I want to say it was like an acrylic paper, if I'm not mistaken. It's been so long now, but yeah, I may that's available for print.
Here, I wanted to ask you something here too.
Yep.
I rely on people's, you know, social medias, of course, to look up their information, look up their art and their print. But the last thing you posted was 34 weeks ago. What's going on, man? Do you have something hiding in the background, or is there like a launching of something that might be coming through real soon?
I don't think it's been 34 weeks. I posted maybe, I think the last time was 4 weeks. I don't know where that was the that seems off. It's been a while, but it hasn't been that long. But so what happened was I've been going strong. I started the website and everything about 2 years ago. And I've just been going. And before that, I was a manager of a comic book shop. And I was doing the art at night. And just going strong, going strong, going strong, doing conventions and doing stuff like that. And my mom died in 2020. And I was just at that time in my life, we hadn't really had much of a relationship. It was just kind of like Facebook, hello, how you doing? And she passed away, and I was doing my thing, and I needed to work. I have kids, I have to pay the bills, and so I'm grinding, 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 grinding. Never really, I guess I never really mourned it at all. And then in December, my father passed away, and that was it. You know, I was the last of the line on that. And so I had to tie up a lot of loose ends in that. Just, it was messy. And once my dad died, it wasn't so much grieving or anything like that. It was more like I have to take care of, you know, everything that needs to be dealt with. I have to close his house up for the winter and stuff like that. And I just never mourned, I guess. And then it hit me within the past few months, and I just kind of had like a epiphany that I need to slow down a little bit. And I did, and I've been mourning. There was a bit of a gap when they died, 2 years, but you know, it was like I just never dealt with it. And so it has, I haven't been posting on social media. I am making a bunch of content, and I will be back with it, but it's not going to be every day. Instagram, fuck you.
The last one was on March 7th on Facebook, and
It?
yeah, it says comps just dropped on the website, and so now when and March 7th, I mean, that's, you know, if you gotta take time for yourself, you should take that. I mean, your mental health is more important than actually just having to put stuff out there, you know, for us to consume. When you're
Yeah.
ready to come back.
I want to double check that. Hold on just a second.
He's like, oh, let me
I'm
fact
like, no
check.
way, no way it was March. Has it been that long? Did
No,
I crack out?
on Instagram Red, it looks like the last reel he posted was 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last
Yeah,
reel
that's
he
what I
posted
thought.
was 4 weeks
I
ago.
was
But
gonna
like the
say, man,
last
I'm late. I thought I was late.
picture post was like 34 weeks ago.
That's crazy. But anyways, so yeah, I've been doing that, and I've been doing, you know, it really hit me hard just all of a sudden, and I was like, I need to stop, and I need to deal with this. I need to get my head together, because it messed me up more than I thought it would. You know what I mean? And so I've been dealing with that and just focusing more, taking it slower. I'm constantly like learning new techniques and adding them as commissions come in, and I'm just constantly working on commissions. And like I had said to Instagram earlier, just fuck you, because it's so draining trying to, I do everything myself, and trying to record all that all the time when I'm trying to, like, every piece that I do is like a legacy in my, like, to me. Like, when I'm gone, these pieces are going to be spiraling around God knows where. I've sold to all over the world. It's crazy in the past 2 years. And Like, so every piece that I do, it might take a little bit longer, especially now that I've kind of had a, I don't want to say an awakening, because that shit's cheesy, you know? It's not an awakening, but I've been working on my own, I don't know if you want to call it spirituality, or just been working on myself. And trust me, it will be worth the wait. So anybody that I haven't contacted yet, that I'm trying to reach out to anybody, I always do. I try to keep close contact with all my clients. And I do have stuff that's way later than I had anticipated, but I have so many projects going on right now. So I want to make sure every piece gets its well-deserved time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. Well, yeah, dude, definitely take your time. You know, like what Red said, mental health is a big thing nowadays.
Yeah. And people are, and Instagram doesn't show any of that. And I appreciate when I do see small things like mental illness. I come from a long history in my family of mental illness and drug abuse and alcoholics and stuff like that. And I have a stepson who's autistic, and just I'd like to somehow, and I know this was like a jump, but part of my future goals, I'd like to like be able to make pieces and maybe donate it into further research into that and stuff like that, just to get you an idea of goals that I'm going for. God, I get off track a lot. So I hope you guys understand. But just trying to, my, all of this was, should come to one big conclusion of what's, all of this stuff is taking so much of my time, that Instagram has just been kind of, I have the content, I'm constantly recording stuff, but I just, the way that Instagram like uses us as this algorithm fucking slave bullshit, like people are working their asses off and then some chick shows her ass crack and, well, it's like
four million views. Yeah, I feel you. I get you.
And yeah, it's like, and don't waste, like, yes, if you have, there's a lot of artists out there that have amazing content, and they know how to do that stuff. This stuff is a little, I'm still kind of learning it, this newer social media. And you'll see as I start, like I said, there won't be as many posts, but they'll be better quality and just all around. Like, me as a happier person, you definitely, as an artist, I think you got to have your dark times. Definitely a must to be dark and brooding once in a while. But now that I'm going through some of this personal stuff, the art's going to be a lot better. And I think everybody will see that. So that's kind of a all around explanation of what I've just been taking a break from the social media. It's just, it was killing me.
And you got to do it. Like we said,
yeah, I had to put it down. I could not. So one thing I've been doing right now is just a simple, when I wake up, don't look at my phone for like an hour. So I get up, I do my workout, I take my shower, make my smoothie, play with the dogs, and then get ready to start, you know, the work day. And then I'll open my phone up, because I find that as long, if I open that phone when I first wake up, I'm going to think about it the whole day. You know what I mean? It's going to be like my brain's hooked on that phone from second I open my eyes. So I won't do it anymore.
Gotcha. So
it's okay to disconnect from the matrix.
Yeah.
And plus that you've gone to a point where, like you said, you hit the dark times, but you're not, you know, it's, but you haven't done what Van Gogh did, was cut off his ear. So you're still in the right place.
No, I haven't cut anything off yet. Not on purpose anyways. But yeah, I think everybody, just being an artist, I find that, I don't know, I just always liked the artist that you could almost see, like, it wasn't blatantly there, but you could see like pain in their work. like a little bit of psychosis, just sitting there, just a pinch of it in these, in some of this art. And I, that's the kind of stuff that fascinates me. And I like some of these artists that will take, they can, like Picasso could, what, when he was 14, he could do like the craziest realistic pictures and he was bored. So he started going backwards and just going more primal and abstract. And that's kind of like, I think that's an important thing, as, at least in my art, is you learn your basics and you try to get great at something, and then to find yourself, you almost work backwards. You almost devolve, I guess.
Yeah, that's when you find your breakthrough. Because if you're just constantly putting out hotel art, hotel wall art, then you're not gonna put your name out there, because you're just selling stuff that's already replicated by somebody else. Yeah. If you put something more unique,
yeah. And unique is what it's all about. If for anybody looking for advice to do art, like, I didn't know this was going to be a thing. My boss was just, he was a good friend of mine. He was like, you should really, I'll get you a cover and let's just see where it goes from there. And I was like, okay. And we tried it and it stuck. So my advice would be, you know, if, trying to think of the best way to put it. Well, I seldomly have good advice, so I try to word it good, but yeah, I would say as an artist, you need to embrace like all aspects of it and stop caring about the outcome and just kind of feel the picture. You're not going to feel it all the time. You're going to have artist block. That shit sucks. But draw every day anyways, you know what I mean? And just stick with it. And you never know, because if you have something, you're going to find a knack somewhere in it. You're going to find something that's you. And you're going to add on to that, and you're going to get better at it and better at it. And people are going to see how much you love doing it, and it's going to show in your work. And that's what attracts people. So if you're good at something, try to come up with something that isn't easily duplicated, I guess. And that's what sells. People want something, you know, that's kind of a rarity. And that's what my future goals are going to be. The website right now, I'm not very happy with it. So I'm slowly pushing it out, and I'm making a new one behind the scenes. So talking about exclusive and stuff like that, I'm still going to post new stuff, new original art. I have two new prints I can show off. Oh, I'll print one off as we're speaking.
Ooh.
I'm going to post them on the website, but it's going to be, by inquiry only. So there'll be like a button, it'll be super simple, but it's also super helpful to me as I transition. So what it'll be, if you want a piece, you just throw me an email, or you can, if you know me on Instagram, that's the easiest way to get a hold of me. You're like, hey, can I get a piece? Can I get that piece? And I'll send you an invoice, and just like that.
Honestly, that's what you and I did. Right.
Yeah.
It was super simple. I found you on Instagram. I said, hey, you know what? I want to commission you. I have a question. Could you do something like this for me? And we were talking back and forth about it. And honestly, you guys, talking to Brandon about the piece that I asked him to make, super easy. He's quick to communicate with you. He wants to make sure that you're getting what you want. And it the composition that he drew up for what I wanted, so sick. And I can't wait for the final product. But yeah, he made it super easy. So if you want to a commission piece, like he said, Instagram was how I did it, and I know that's how some other people did it. Until he says otherwise, you know, if you're looking for something from Brandon, reach out, because that's one of the better spots to do it.
Yeah, right now I haven't. Just real quick, I haven't. Like I said, I'm still kind of. I'm not really posting on social media yet. Not quite ready. Well, I'm almost there, but. Emailing brandflixart.com. I'll always message with it that day. You know what I mean? But love with it. Social media, I got to kind of push it out of my mind for a while because it was just clouding my shit. And I couldn't, I was getting artist block bad and I hated it. So,
well, then I'm glad that you took the step back. Yeah. So I noticed that you took off the helmet and you switched over to a beanie.
Oh, yeah.
One of our buddies, because we have questions from the chat. So my buddy, Legion of Comics, Mark over there, says that you seem to have an extensive beanie collection. He wants to know, where do you shop your beanies?
I have no idea. I have no idea where this one came from. I have five kids, and they rip things out from schools, you know, from the lost and found, and just winter hats come and go. But my favorite is, like, the cabbie hat, the one that they... You know, guys that say film wear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? The little Bill. Those are my favorite kind of hats. But I find these beanies. This one had a pom-pom, but Maggie, my pug, chewed it off. But yeah, my beanies, I just find them laying around the house. I don't know where they come from. It's a mystery. It's probably a conspiracy I'm going to have to look into.
And he likes his conspiracy theories too.
I read that, and it's not even that I believe in life. Most of it is just utter bullshit, but it's so entertaining. Holy shit, I just get lost, and it's just feeding my, like, when I'm done this next round of commissions, I'm slowly working on these stories that I've had for the past like 20 years. And I want to collaborate them into an art book. And it's just, this is all stuff that's going to be in there.
I love it.
There will be a book.
So Katie, K-pop junkie, she's an artist herself. And she wants to know, what do you seal your art with? What's your go-to spray for sealing art?
It depends on what the surface is. So, like, a lot of stuff right now, I'm working on this. It's the HasLab Galactus. You know that big ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm working on one of those, and he's a bastard to get my stuff to, like, my airbrush, stuff like that, is not sticking to it. And I don't want to sand it. So I primed it with, like, I put acrylics on it and some ink, and then I used, actually, I have it right here. Ooh, this stuff is the best.
He's going to show us.
You're going to put your stuff down, and then this Krylon, the UV resistant. It's like an archival spray, and this stuff is amazing. It hit the mat, and then you just do a clear coat over it. And then I'll just keep painting. I'll paint over that. And everything that I put down, like if it's oil pastel, or I've even been using chalk lately, but that's kind of hard to not, like, when you spray it, it kind of disappears on you. But I'm always, like, trying little things because I love the texture of chalk. But, yeah. I would use this, and then for the Galactus, when I couldn't get the paint really to stay the way that I wanted it to, I used Mod Podge, and that worked great.
Do you collect fat caps as well, all spray caps that has the
paint? I everything, because I do mural pieces too. That's actually another reason why I've been that, and just the sheer abundance of sketch covers that I have lined up. But that's another reason why I haven't been posting. But I get all the different caps. I'm doing the fat caps, especially great for the murals. I'm doing a huge piece. It's 8 foot by five. It's about as tall. It's 5 feet tall. And it's 8 feet wide. And it's just massive, and it's taken me probably 5 months, because I thought it was going to be something that you'd see from afar and I wouldn't have to do crazy detail. And I went crazy. I just went down a rabbit hole, and I'm getting so far into the details that, and it's nuts, and I can't wait to show it all. But yeah, the fat caps were really handy for that.
When you were younger, did you sneak around the railroad, I guess, depots and just started doing them on trail cars?
Yeah. And in college, I guess it started. We just kind of did it. They were always doing construction work. They were building a new dorm. And this was like, I don't know, like a $5 million dorm, and everybody was freaking out about it. But there's always this construction going on, and we would spray paint the tractors and shit and the porta potties. And that's how it started. I was like, oh, this looks like fun. And we did that. And then I got ratted out. And bitches. But that's what sparked it. And then I started researching, like just looking into it. After college, I joined the Navy, and I got to see the world, and I just saw this street art that fucking blew my mind. And, you know, I didn't really do a lot on the walls and stuff like that. That wasn't me. I'm not, if you want to call me a toy or whatever. Whatever, but I always loved doing graffiti, and I love doing it on canvas and paper and stuff like that. It keeps me out of jail, and I can supply for my kids.
Is there still work out there that you've left on the wall or a train car that we might be able to run into one of these days? Or
hold on.
It could happen.
If you know the art, then you'll see it.
You'll know it.
DJ Lynx wants to say thank you for donating the Spider-Man piece to Comics Curing Cancer last year, and he's hoping to have you back in October. But he had a question, and you kind of touched upon this earlier, but how do you know when a piece is actually finished?
Fuck, that's the hardest. I don't know, because like that's my hardest part. I'm like, is it done? Is it done? And I can't. Even when it comes to, like, we were talking about video games earlier, I can't finish anything. I can't. Like, I get towards the end of the game, and I'm like, nope, that's it. And then Riven's like, you're at the last boss. And I was like, I've seen enough. I don't want to know how it ends. I don't want it to end. You know what I mean? So each piece of art is, like I said, like a legacy. I don't want it to end, almost. And I find that certain pieces, if I get stuck on them or whatever, the best thing to do is just put it back, because I'll work on multiple pieces, because with mixed media, I'm constantly waiting for shit to dry. So I'll put some layers on one piece and I'll move on to the next one. You know what I mean? And I lost my train of thought. Sorry.
No, it's but, okay.
Where was I? What was
the question? Piece is finished.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, for finishing the piece. That's right. So I never know. And then I'll set it aside and I'll work on another piece, and then it'll come to me. And I tell my kids, I don't know if I saw it in a movie or something. You'll know it. You just know it. You see what I call the line or whatever, when you're in the zone to draw. And like, artists know this. Any artist will know this. Like, you get in this zone and it's like you're fucking possessed, and you see the line and you go, and you know where everything's gonna go. And I experiment all the time. I never know what's gonna happen. Like, I might change my mind last second. But yeah, so I guess it's just instinct. It's just like, do I call it done? Because there's been pieces where I whipped them out in 20 minutes and it was the best thing I've ever done. And then there's been pieces where I set them aside, and because I did that, they were a much better piece, because I gave it a minute and just took a break from it. But yeah, you'll just know. You'll feel it.
Tell us about the 8 Billion Genies number 7 cover that you did. And there is an homage to this right here. And what's the story behind this cover right here?
So he had been asking me if I I was interested in doing a cover. He wasn't really sure what it was going to be, and he just kind of, you know, touched base with me, and I said, absolutely. And then didn't really think too much of it. I was still, you know, doing my other stuff. And then he was like, well, what about a Image cover? And I know it's an exclusive, and it's not, you know, it's not a, you know, like a cover A. Yeah, it's not a cover A or anything like that. But I was like, and he was like, what about an Image cover? What about 8 Billion Genies? And I had been so out of the loop with comic books lately, just doing my own creative thing. I was always writing and stuff. I couldn't believe it. I'm trying to think of a way when he mentioned Image.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we first started talking, Image was what blew my mind with comic books, with artists. Image and D&D, I was like, I have to be an artist. And he was like, yeah, 8 Billion Genies, check it out. Image is doing it. And I checked it out and I researched it and I was like, hell yes. And he was like, my idea is Robin Williams. And I was like, I'm loving every second of this. And he let me completely just go wild with it. And I did. And I had originally drawn it over a subway station map.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a New York one. And the Image was like, oh God, copyright, we're scared. And so, because you could see through, like, my favorite thing with my art is like transparency in different layers. And you could mm-hmm. see this clear. I was like, it's a physical place. It's a map. It's a map. Who cares? And they were like, yeah, we can't do it. And so they sent it. And I already sent the original out. So I was like, okay. Well, I had scanned it already. I scanned all my work. And I was like, let me just go in digitally and scrub it out as best I can and add some stuff, you know, back in to just make sure it all flows right. So a little behind the scenes on that one. I still do have the version with the map. A little FYI, too.
Shh. No one's supposed to know this, right? No one. It's not out there. No one.
This is why I'm never, like, when it comes to comic books, I'll never be mainstream because they won't put up with my shit. I know they wouldn't. They would not put up with my shit.
Gotcha. So let me ask you this then. Now I read somewhere that you have an eclectic taste in music, from death metal to hip hop, bluegrass, even epic movie soundtracks by Hans Zimmer and, you know, stuff like that. By looking at your work, can you tell what you were listening at the time that you created each one of your pieces?
Absolutely. Like, I know songs, I know, like, the mood that I was in, I know, like, every part of a picture, I know what was going on. You know what I mean? It's like, I am putting my heart and soul into the shit. And, like, so it means so much to me, because especially these bigger, more elaborate pieces, you sit and you look at it and look like the layers upon layers of stuff I put on them. Do you repeat the question again?
No, I think you got it.
I think my gummy kicked in.
Did the gummy kick in? Wait, why would you? Hold on. Let me answer this question, and then I need you to ask it one more time.
Fruit snack.
I want to be on your level soon. Don't
worry. We play Princess Purple Rain. What would you paint to Purple Rain?
Oh.
You fucking just threw me for a loop.
Purple rain. I don't know. I think you have an Optimus piece that you could probably, you know, gather some inspiration from for that one. There is a lot of purple in that Optimus, by the way.
Speaking of the purple Optimus, yeah, that was that reminds me of something.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and I'm just I'll shut up about that now. But anyway,
I'm over here like, oh, what are you gonna say?
I thought he would look cool purple, that's all.
I'm glad that the he is.
Anyways, I apologize for getting thrown off like that. You guys did you guys did say that I could be myself, and I forget shit, especially this late at night.
Don't worry about it.
I forget shit. The fruit snacks kick in, and I'm like,
What?
Happens to me all the time. My kids just think I'm senile.
Don't worry about it, man. So I know we're almost at the hour mark. We're almost at the hour mark. It's almost tomorrow for you. And I get it. You know, we're going to let you go here in just a second. But before I let you go, we are at that part of the show where we do have 10 rapid fire questions. We do want to ask you these questions shit. just to get to know you a little bit better. There's no pass or failing. Well, maybe on the last
there's
one.
No but right or wrong answers.
But just be you. We just need Brandon to be
Brandon. I think I've proved that I've been me right now. I forgot every damn question because I ramble so much.
Don't worry about it. All right, 10 rapid fire.
I promise I'm legit.
Dude, you're fucking you're pretty fucking awesome, dude. I love you, dude. You're pretty dope. All right, 10 rapid fire questions real fast. Here we go. Number one, what's your favorite cereal?
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Nice. Who's your favorite superhero?
Pitt. Is he a superhero?
Yeah. Well, he is, isn't he? He's an anti-hero. No, close he's enough. A superhero. Yeah. When you put on your pants, right leg or left leg first?
I jump in them.
That's two in a row. Chin Potter said the same thing.
I do.
What's your favorite month?
My favorite month?
Your favorite month.
Oh, October.
What is what's your favorite drink to get the creative juices flowing?
Right now it's black tea.
Pizza or sandwiches?
I have to go with pizza.
Pizza?
No, sandwiches, because sandwiches I can do anything. But I could do anything with pizza.
Cool. Fuck. Yeah, that's
pizza,
a hard
pizza
one.
Is an open
pizza. Pizza.
Pizza? All right. Star Trek or Star Wars?
I feel like this one's going to get me in trouble.
I'm thinking no answer.
No Star Trek.
Oh, Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
And what's your favorite song or what's your favorite song to rap or sing to in the shower?
Favorite song to rap or sing to in the shower? I have to say, you know the who sings it? Is it Van Morrison, Moondance? You know what I'm talking about?
The Doors, right?
No, Van Morrison.
Van Morrison. I know. No, I don't. Don't explain it to us, man. If Van Morrison's who you're singing in the shower, then shit, that's all you.
That's Van Morrison. Yeah. That's Van Morrison, yeah.
Yeah, and it's Van Morrison, Moondance?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the song. If anybody really wants to know what I'm serenading to,
I'm going to have to Google this now. Final question.
You gotta know.
Can you name 5 countries without Googling it?
Shit. 5 countries without Googling.
Question. Yeah. The question is, can you name 5 countries without Googling?
I forgot the question. No.
I see you. I see you.
America. America. Canada. What's the question? China. Japan.
Hey, that works.
You said countries, right?
Yeah, I said countries.
It's a trick question, though.
How is it a trick question?
Because the question is, can you name 5 countries without Googling it? The answer should actually be either yes or no.
Oh, shit.
He's like, oh, motherfucker.
You waited until I was ulted, and then you threw the shit at me. You knew from the get-go I'd be like, you were waiting. You were like, you could see me slipping. You could see me slipping, and then you were like, you pushed a button that I can't see back there. You were like, throw in the questions.
It's part of the fun. It's part of the fun. Brad Flakes, Brandon, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for tolerating. Have me back sometime. I've got really cool stories, one involving aliens.
You're always fucking welcome on the show. You're always welcome to hang out with us, my friend. Do me a favor, let everyone know how they can find you on the social medias.
Yeah, so brandflakesart.com. It's all brandflakesart. If you look up brandflakesart, that's me. That's my domain. So anywheres, I'm usually pretty fast. Social media, not so much right now, but brandflakesart.com. You just actually brando@brandflakesart.com. That'll go directly to me. And that is your best bet right there. All the new artwork that's going to be, I have one print right here. I forgot to print the other one out, but this one has been in the making. It was actually two. It was two commissions. So I did the Wolverine. The Wolverine was a personal piece that somebody bought, but the plan was it being a print. And then a gentleman who I'm still working with as a client, a good guy and a very patient. Thank you, sir. He was like, can you do a saber tooth that you could mash into that? And I was like, I could definitely try. And so I did that commission. And then I spent 2 months tweaking this thing. And I think it's pretty nice now. They're going to be put up on the website. But like I said, just inquire. They're going to be super limited. I'm not sure how limited yet. And I'm not sure quite. I might get a special paper for it or something, but check that out, brandflakesart.com. Thank you so much for having me, guys. It's been a blast. It was a lot more fun than I thought it would be. Making a fool of myself.
I love it, man. Thanks for coming by. Red, let everyone know how they can find you on their socials.
You can find my PMV, my porn music video, on the hub. Yeah, you can find me on IG.
We need to delve into that next time a little more.
I need to look a little bit more into this FMV now. I'm kind of curious.
I don't know how we're going to tag YouTube.
We're leaving a lot of stuff untouched. There's so many, like, you got to have me back on.
I was going to say, it just means that we're going to have to be right back on the show, man. So that's probably what we're going to end up doing.
Well, and of course, you guys, how many viewers did we have?
We probably had like 9 viewers at the very most, but then we're going to figure it out.
12,000, yeah.
12, yeah, just about. 12, yeah. We're a little short. We're about 11,500. Let's see
what those 9 people have to say. Were they making fool of myself?
Huge in Indonesia.
Yeah, we're huge in Malaysia and Indonesia. It's really funny. That's where we get like all of our viewership. Like right now we're at 9, but then tomorrow we wake up, we're like at 19. It's great. It's amazing. It's fucking fantastic, dude.
I'll take any of it.
And then you guys can find me on at E-Man's World of Geek on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, as well as my travel channel, Bay Area Brews and Bites, for some Bay Area, well, food and beer, you know, recommendations. Go ahead and find me right there. Red, love you. Brandon, thank you so much for showing up. Everyone out in the chat, thank you so much for coming through tonight. We're going to have Brandon on the show another time, hopefully by the end of the year. But until then, we'll talk to you guys later.
Peace. Hey. Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Seedless Villains Podcast, your cultivators of the comic culture. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and email us at seedlessvillains@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail or text us at 209-975-7597. Be sure to join Luke Week's Facebook group, Rare Keys and First Appearance Comics. And you can follow us on our two Instagram accounts, Seedless Villains and Seedless Villains Podcast. Lastly, follow the villains on their separate IG accounts, at Luke Weeks, at C-List Villainous Red, at C-List E-Man, and I am at AJ the Comic Collector. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next episode.